This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Syrian opposition sources said Russian jets bombed rebel-held northwestern Syria Sunday in the most extensive strike since a Turkish-Russian deal halted major fighting with a ceasefire nearly 6 months ago. Witnesses said the warplane struck the western outskirts of Idlib city and that there was heavy artillery shelling in the mountainous regions in southern Idlib from nearby Syrian army outposts. There were no immediate reports of casualties. There has been no wide-scale aerial bombing since a March agreement ended a Russian-backed bombing campaign that left nowhere to go for over a million people in the region, which borders Turkey, after months of fighting. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council Saturday he cannot take any action on a U.S. declaration that all U.N. sanctions on Iran had been reimposed because, quote, there would appear to be uncertainty on the issue, end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said last month that he triggered a 30-day process at the Council leading to the return of U.N. sanctions on Iran Saturday evening. That would also stop a conventional arms embargo on Tehran from expiring October 18th. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson says he hopes the international community will support Iran against the U.S. government's actions.
As it has been shown up until now, the international community and all countries in the world to stand against these reckless actions by the regime in the White House and speak in one voice to stop these actions by the regime in the White House.
Via remote from Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple and Google to remove WeChat for downloads by late Sunday. A U.S. magistrate judge in California said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit have, quote, shown serious questions going to the merits of the First Amendment claim, the balance of hardship tips in the plaintiff's favor. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security issues. About 100 million Americans use the short video app. Relatives of some of the 12 Hong Kong people arrested by China at sea last month demanded the city's government check on their condition and ensure lawyers appointed by the families, not the Chinese government, can meet with them. The 12 were arrested August 23rd for illegal entry into mainland Chinese waters after setting off from Hong Kong in a boat bound for self-ruled Taiwan. All were suspected of committing crimes in Hong Kong related to the anti-government protests that erupted last year. 10 had been charged, released on bail, and not allowed to leave the former British colony, and all are now being detained in neighboring Shenzhen. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will speak in Philadelphia Sunday about his rival President Donald Trump's plan to name a third justice to the Supreme Court, a move that would cement a 6-3 conservative majority. At a campaign rally Saturday night, President Trump says he has an obligation to make another Supreme Court nomination.
So Article 2 of our Constitution says the president shall nominate justices of the Supreme Court.
President Trump said Saturday he will make his nomination this week. He mentioned Amy Coney Barrett of the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit and Barbara Lagoa of the Atlanta-based 11th Circuit as possible candidates to fill the vacancy created by Friday's death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Italians began voting Sunday in a raft of local ballots and a referendum, with the ruling coalition under pressure in its first electoral test since the coronavirus crisis. Voters have largely approved of Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's handling of the pandemic, but recent opinion polls suggest this will not help his coalition allies in the vote for the heads of 7 regions and mayors in almost 1,000 towns. Brazil's former leftist president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, said he is open to backing any candidate who can beat far-right President Jair Bolsonaro in the 2022 elections. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.